Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and get straight to insights you actually need. Today, we're jumping into e-commerce. It's a world that's often misunderstood, isn't it?
Really is.
For so many businesses, it feels like it should be delivering growth, but instead, it just delivers frustration. So our guide for this deep dive is a piece called E-commerce That Clicks, A Seamless Selling Journey. And our mission today, pretty straightforward, really. We want to demystify what successful online selling actually looks like. We'll pinpoint some of those common traps, the pitfalls that snag businesses, and then crucially unpack the practical strategies for turning that online presence into, you know, results, measurable ones.
Yeah, and this couldn't be more relevant, honestly, because so many people approach e-commerce thinking, okay, I just need a website up.
Uh-huh.
But as our source argues, and I think compellingly, that narrow view, that's exactly why it often falls short. So instead of being this like engine for growth, it ends up being a drain on resources, maybe stagnant sales, frustrating. We're going to dig into why that happens. And I think more importantly, how to actually pivot to a model that works.
Okay, let's start right there then. That basic idea. When we hear e-commerce, most people probably think
just an online shop.
Exactly, a shop on the web. But e-commerce that clicks challenges that right away.
Sure.
So what is e-commerce really, beyond just, you know, a virtual shop window?
Well, what's interesting is how much broader they make that definition. It's quite significant. They're very explicit. E-commerce isn't just a shop. It's, and I'm quoting here, your digital storefront, lead generator, and customer experience rolled into one.
Rolled into one. Okay.
Yeah. And that's not just descriptive.
Yeah.
You know, it's really prescriptive. I mean, your online presence has to actively attract people, nurture them, turn them into leads, and then deliver this like intuitive, satisfying buying experience all in one system.
So it's more like an ecosystem. Not just a shelf.
Precisely. An entire ecosystem, not just a display case for your products.
That idea of an ecosystem, that really does shift the perspective, doesn't it? And it's not just for physical products either, is it? I notice the book really stresses the versatility.
Absolutely.
It mentions covering everything from physical products and digital downloads to service inquiries and subscriptions.
Yeah, all of it.
So the core idea, as they phrase it, is about seamlessly bringing your business and customers together wherever they are, which highlights that it's not just a checkout counter. It's a dynamic hub for all sorts of customer interactions.
Exactly right. A central point of contact.
Now, that sounds great. That expanded holistic view is definitely the ideal. But I suspect for many listening, their current online setup might feel less like a smooth ecosystem and more like, well, an untamed jungle.
Ah, yes, that's a good way to put it.
And the source actually speaks directly to this. There's a section called Sound Familiar, which I think will resonate. It lists a lot of those common frustrations.
Oh, it absolutely does. The authors really nail those specific pain points. You know, things businesses actually say. Like you might hear, we have a beautiful website, but sales, not so much.
Right. The classic looks great, doesn't convert problem.
Exactly. It points to something deeper than just looks. Or, oh, this one's common, cart abandonment. We're practically giving things away.
Oh, yeah, watching people fill a cart and then just vanish, that hurts.
It's a clear sign of friction somewhere in that buying journey. Then there's the back end stuff. Managing products online is a nightmare.
Which speaks to just operational headaches, right? Wasted time.
Totally, inefficiencies.
Yeah.
And of course, the big one for many. Our digital marketing efforts just aren't converting. You're getting traffic maybe, but no revenue boost.
Yeah, throwing money at ads that don't lead to sales. Ouch.
And finally, this feeling, maybe a bit of overwhelm. I just don't have the bandwidth or the people to figure all this out. It highlights the complexity and resource constraints many face.
Okay, so if any of those sound familiar to you listening, know that you're definitely not alone. These are really common hurdles. But the good news, the really good news, is that e-commerce that clicks doesn't just list the problems. It pivots straight into solutions. It promises an effortless buying journey and your business real measurable results. So let's get into that. What are the key parts for doing e-commerce right?
Okay, so if we're talking about that blueprint for success, several key components really stand out in the source material. First up, mobile-friendly design. And this isn't just, you know, making your desktop site smaller.
Right. It's more fundamental than that.
It really is. It's about recognizing that for many customers, their phone is the first place they interact with you and maybe the last place too. The insight here is that any tiny bit of friction on mobile, a slow load, awkward navigation, even a button that's hard to tap it, can just kill a sale instantly.
More so than on desktop, maybe?
Often, yes. Yeah. It demands a different kind of design thinking. Optimizing for the thumb, essentially. Rethinking navigation, calls to action, the whole flow.
That makes total sense. Designing for how people actually use it. What else is critical for that smooth experience?
Next is smooth checkout and payments. This has got to be secure, obviously, but also really easy. And, crucially, reassuring.
Reassuring? Interesting. How so?
Well, think about it. Someone's decided to buy. The last thing you want is to give them a reason to hesitate or feel unsure right at the end.
Got it. Like second thoughts triggered by a confusing payment page.
Exactly. So offering multiple secure options, a really clear, simple process, it builds trust and just gets the sale over the line. And then on the business side of things, simple stock and product management. This is huge.
For sanity, I imagine.
Absolutely. If updating your inventory or adding a new product line feels like pulling teeth, it just eats up valuable time, adds stress, and it limits how quickly you can react to market changes.
So that back-end efficiency really does impact the front-end customer experience too. What about connecting all the different pieces of the business?
Yeah, that's where smart integrations come into play. Think of it like creating a digital nervous system for your business.
Okay, I like that analogy.
When your CRM system talks automatically to your marketing tools or your sales sync up seamlessly with your accounting software, you're not just saving clicks.
It's more than just convenience.
Much more. You're getting this holistic view of your customer, automating critical workflows. It frees you up to think strategically, not just do manual data entry.
Right. And then there's flexible setups.
Yes. This underlines how important it is that your platform lets you sell directly, take inquiries, or even hybrid tailored exactly to your goals. It means choosing the right tech for you, whether that's, you know, Shopify, WooCommerce, maybe something custom. The tech should adapt to your business, not force your business to fit the tech.
That's a key distinction.
And finally, real-time insights. Essential. Not just looking at website hits, but having immediate data on customer behavior, sales performance, marketing ROI. It lets you make informed decisions fast to actually boost sales.
Wow. Okay. That's a really comprehensive list. And it leads us perfectly into the next part of the book, the How We Do It section. It lays out this surprisingly methodical six-step approach. Feels less like a tech checklist and more like a strategic roadmap.
It really is a roadmap. And step one is absolutely foundational. Start with strategy. This means taking that crucial time right at the beginning to really understand, okay, what are our business goals? Yeah. Who are our customers? What are we actually trying to achieve online?
Before building anything.
Absolutely. Because if you skip this, you're essentially building a platform in a vacuum. No clear purpose, no direction for growth. You have to nail down the why before you touch the how.
That makes complete sense. Jumping into development too soon.
Right.
That sounds like a recipe for expensive mistakes later on. Okay, so strategy first. What's next?
Next up, they say design for experience. This is about mapping out a really clear, intuitive user journey and making sure it works beautifully on all devices, mobile, desktop, tablet.
So user experience, UX.
Exactly. Making every click, every scroll feel natural. Yeah. Leading the customer smoothly towards whatever their goal is. Because those first digital impressions, they're everything. A clunky design can turn someone off instantly.
For sure.
Then they emphasize build with flexibility. And again, this isn't just about picking a popular platform name out of a hat. It's about choosing the right tools for your needs, not ours.
Right. Tailoring it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The source mentions examples like Shopify to WooCommerce and custom platforms, just reinforcing that the choice needs to fit your scale, your budget, your specific feature needs, so the solution can grow with you.
It's powerful hearing that, again, the solution fits the business, not the other way around. Okay, but how do you make sure all these different systems actually, you know, talk to each other properly?
Well, that's step four, connect the dots. This is all about ensuring everything flows, using those smart integrations that we talked about earlier.
Linking the CRM, marketing, payments.
Exactly. Payment gateways, shipping providers, accounting software, the whole shebang. The goal is this unified automated ecosystem. No more manual data transfers, just a single source of truth for your business data.
Okay, system built, connected, then what? Launch and done.
Not quite. Step five is crucial. Launch and optimize. It's not a one-off event. It's really a continuous cycle. Track, test, and improve.
Because things change.
Constantly. The source makes the point that e-commerce should evolve with your business. It's like tending a garden. You don't just plant the seeds and walk away. You nurture it.
Good analogy. And the last step.
The last step, and maybe the most overlooked sometimes. They call it stick around.
The ongoing support.
Precisely. That crucial post-launch support, the maintenance, the ongoing strategic advice. For most businesses, launch day is just the starting line, right? Not the finish. Consistent support is vital if you want sustained growth.
You know, that whole six-step process laid out like that, it really does seem to directly address all those frustrations we talked about earlier, from managing products to making sure marketing actually works. It's refreshingly holistic. And the source kind of wraps things up by talking about what makes for a truly effective partnership. They detail something called the electric pencil difference.
Yeah, what really jumps out there is their core philosophy. They say, we're more than tech people. We're business people who get tech.
Okay, I like that. What does that mean in practice?
Well, it signals a shift, doesn't it? It's not just a vendor selling you a product. It's meant to be a true partnership where the focus is squarely on your business goals, not just the technical bits and pieces.
That distinction feels really important, speaking your language, not just code.
Yeah, exactly.
And the source lists a few key differentiators that come from that approach, like a jargon-free zone, meaning...
Straight talk, real results.
Right. Avoiding confusing tech speak, focusing on outcomes, makes sense. Then there's strategy-led design.
Which means building everything around your unique business model and objectives. Not just using generic templates, but creating bespoke solutions that fit your business.
Tailored again, and they also mention in-house excellence.
Yeah, meaning having strategy, UX, design, content, and development all working together seamlessly under one roof.
Yeah.
Avoids things falling through the cracks between different agencies or freelancers.
Integrated approach. And finally, long-term support.
Which circles back to that stick-around idea. Being with the business from launch to growth, optimizing your e-commerce every step of the way.
That commitment to a long-term partnership really does sound like the ultimate differentiator, doesn't it?
I think it is, because it's not just about building and handing over a website. It's about making sure that platform actually grows your business. And that sustained commitment, that ongoing optimization, as we've kind of seen throughout this whole discussion, it's absolutely essential, especially in today's digital world. That just keeps changing. It's key for lasting success. So maybe to just pull it all together from our exploration today, e-commerce. It's way more than just a website. It's this holistic system, right? Storefront, lead gen, customer experience, all linked. And those common frustrations lots of businesses feel, they can be overcome. But it really takes a strategic, integrated approach, looking at the whole customer journey. And critically, real long-term success, it demands that ongoing work. Optimization, support, staying flexible. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
It's exactly. A journey of continuous evolution, definitely not a fixed destination. And maybe as you, listening, reflect on what we've unpacked today, here's something to consider. What does it truly mean to give your customers an effortless buying journey? Not just one that works, but one that feels truly effortless. And maybe, how might proactively understanding the why behind each of these steps we talked about, from mobile design right through to integrations, how might that unlock even more potential for your business's growth down the line? We really hope this deep dive has given you some powerful insights, things you can apply to your own online efforts. Until next time, keep digging deeper.